Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The New 1 Minute Manager by Ken Blanchard revisits a classic leadership fable and updates it for modern workplaces. Built around a simple story and a small set of practical techniques, the book argues that managing people does not have to be complicated or time-consuming to be effective. Its central promise is that great managers can achieve both higher productivity and stronger relationships by focusing on clarity, quick feedback, and consistent coaching. Rather than emphasizing heavyweight systems, it spotlights brief, repeatable conversations that help employees understand what winning looks like, recognize when they are on track, and adjust quickly when they are not. The approach is designed to work in fast-moving environments where priorities shift and managers have limited time. By framing management as a series of intentional 1 minute moments, the book aims to make leadership feel accessible for new supervisors while still offering experienced leaders a clean reset on fundamentals that are easy to teach, measure, and sustain. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, 1 minute goals, building clarity and alignment. A core idea in the book is that performance improves when expectations are unmistakably clear and easy to reference. 1 minute goals focus on defining a small set of meaningful outcomes for a role, then translating them into brief, concrete statements that employees can review quickly. The emphasis is not on writing long job descriptions or complex scorecards. It is on agreeing to what matters most right now, how success will be measured, and why those goals contribute to the team and organization. This practice also encourages frequent recalibration. As priorities change, the manager and employee revisit and adjust goals so that effort stays aligned with the most valuable work. The book positions this as a shared responsibility. Managers provide direction and context, while employees take ownership by checking their goals regularly and using them as a decision filter. When goals are clear, feedback conversations become less personal and more objective because both parties can compare current behavior and results against an agreed target. Over time, this clarity reduces confusion, prevents rework, and gives people a stronger sense of autonomy because they know the boundaries within which they can act. Secondly, 1 minute praisings, reinforcing what works. The book stresses that recognition is most effective when it is immediate, specific, and tied to an observable behavior or result. 1 minute praisings are short moments where a manager notices something done well and highlights exactly what made it effective. The goal is not flattery. It is reinforcement that helps the employee repeat the right actions with confidence. By keeping the interaction brief, the method lowers the barrier for busy managers who may otherwise postpone recognition until a formal review, when the learning value is reduced. The approach also encourages sincerity and focus. A praising that names the behavior, explains its positive impact, and expresses appreciation can increase motivation without creating dependency on constant approval. Importantly, the technique is framed as a way to build trust. Employees learn that the manager is paying attention and will acknowledge progress, not only point out mistakes. That trust can improve communication and psychological safety, which in turn supports better problem-solving and initiative. The book also implies that praise is a management tool, not a personality trait. Leaders who are not naturally expressive can still build a habit of noticing and reinforcing behaviors that align with goals and values. Thirdly, 1 minute redirects, correcting course without demoralizing. When performance misses the mark, the book recommends quick, respectful correction that separates the person from the behavior. 1 minute redirects are designed to address issues early, before they become patterns that damage results in relationships. The method highlights a simple sequence, describe what was observed, explain the impact, and restate the expectation, then reaffirm confidence in the employee's ability to succeed. This structure aims to keep the conversation factual and forward-looking rather than judgmental. By acting quickly, managers reduce the emotional weight that can build when problems are ignored. Employees benefit because they receive timely information that helps them adjust while the context is still fresh. The redirect is also meant to protect morale. The manager makes it clear that the employee is valued, even though a specific behavior needs to change. Over time, this can create a culture where feedback is normal and less threatening. Another theme is that redirects should be proportional. Not every mistake deserves a long meeting or formal documentation. Many issues can be corrected in the moment with a calm tone and clear next step. The book frames this as a practical skill that improves both accountability and engagement. Fourthly, managing as a system, consistency, fairness, and habits. Beyond the three techniques, the book presents management as a repeatable system of small behaviors that compound into a healthy culture. The 1 minute practices work best when applied consistently across people and situations. Consistency signals fairness, which is crucial for credibility. If goals are clear for some employees but vague for others, or if praise and redirects are applied unevenly, trust erodes and performance becomes harder to manage. The book's simplicity is also a feature for scalability. teams can adopt shared language and routines that make expectations and feedback easier to deliver, even as the organization grows. Another point is habit formation. Because each interaction is short, managers are more likely to follow through regularly, and employees learn to expect frequent check-ins rather than rare, high-stakes evaluations. This can reduce anxiety and increase learning speed. The system mindset also helps managers avoid two common traps: being overly hands-off until something breaks, or being overly controlling because they lack a structure for delegation. With goals and feedback in place, managers can give people space while still staying connected to results. The book suggests that this balance supports both performance and retention by making work feel purposeful and supported. Lastly, leadership mindset, respect, empowerment, and results. The updated framing of the one-minute manager approach emphasizes a people-centered mindset paired with a results orientation. The book argues that effective leadership is not about clever techniques alone. It is about valuing people enough to help them succeed through clarity, recognition, and timely correction. In this view, empowerment is practical, not abstract. Employees are empowered when they know what success looks like, receive reinforcement that builds confidence, and get guidance that prevents small errors from becoming career-limiting. The mindset also encourages managers to see feedback as service rather than criticism. Praise is a way to highlight strengths that can be leveraged, while redirects are a way to remove obstacles and restore alignment. This perspective can improve relationships because it makes the manager's intent easier to trust. The book also implicitly supports adaptability. The short interactions can be used in person, in brief meetings, or within the rhythm of modern communication, as long as they remain personal and specific. Finally, the mindset keeps performance central. Respect for people does not mean lowering standards. It means setting standards clearly and helping people reach them. That combination is presented as the foundation for teams that deliver consistently while maintaining morale. In conclusion, this book is best suited for new managers, team leads, and experienced leaders who want a simple, teachable framework to improve performance without adding bureaucracy. It also fits entrepreneurs and project managers who must align people quickly in fast-changing environments. Readers benefit because the methods translate directly into daily behavior, define priorities in plain language, reinforce progress right away, and correct issues early with respect. Those habits can reduce misunderstandings, speed up learning, and create a workplace where feedback feels normal rather than frightening. In many organizations, people leave because expectations are unclear or because they only hear from their manager when something goes wrong. The one-minute approach tackles both problems with brief but intentional conversations that strengthen trust and accountability at the same time. Compared with broader leadership books that offer inspiring principles but few concrete microbehaviors, this one stands out for its operational simplicity. The techniques are easy to remember, practice, and standardize across a team, making them useful for training and culture building. It is worth buying because it delivers a compact toolkit that can be applied immediately, measured through better clarity and faster course correction, and sustained through habits that fit real managerial time constraints. If you would like to support Ken Blanchard, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.